Oof, wow. So hot in here today. Oh, hey you. I didn't see you. I thought I was all alone in here. No, stay. It's fine. I don't mind the company. That's not what I meant at all. Especially a cute young man, like yourself. Tell me, what are you doing here? I just come to the sauna for relaxation. What's your reason? No health problems, I hope. Oh, I see. So it's your first time ever? You must feel uncomfortable, seeing a beautiful older woman like me in here, wrapped in a white towel. Don't worry, I don't bite. It's okay to be shy, by the way. I was shy during my first time, too. I thought it was weird and stuff. I see. Your friends recommended this place? You didn't want to be left behind, huh? You wanted to see what this is all about. I get it. I would do the same. Although, I'm a bit surprised you came by yourself. I mean, it's kind of bold of you. I always went with my friends until I got 100% comfortable. You don't mind me sitting next to you, do you? Okay, just want to make sure you don't feel pressured by what I want. I respect people's space. We're alone, by the way. It's just us and the staff. Yeah, that's why I was really surprised to see you here. It's always empty around this time. Nobody comes over. That's why I pick it. That doesn't scare you, though, right? The lesser people, the better. I wholeheartedly agree. People are annoying. Most people, anyway. You don't look like one of them. No, I must say, I'm enjoying your company quite a lot at this particular moment. It's not every day I get to talk to a boy your age. So nice and polite. I'm tired of these old grumps. You know, they're like big babies. You must be tired of the 18 to 20-year-olds, too. The girls, I mean. Oh, come on. You know exactly what I'm talking about. TikTok, Instagram, no hobbies, jobless, not a care in the world, lazy, annoying. I see what's going on. The girls today are nothing like my generation. We used to have priorities, goals, ambitions. We were the reason people believed that women grew up faster than boys. Now, I don't really believe that. I mean, not to be that kind of person, you know, who just doesn't understand the younger generation. I don't think it's that at all. I think you all are just weird, to be honest. I mean, not you. You're clearly different from the rest. They can go. I don't care. Am I wrong, though? I bet you're single. See? There's a reason, honey. There's a reason. No, it's not you. Trust me. It's definitely not you. You're just a good boy. Good boys lose in this new toxic climate. But that's not your fault. Well, no, not really lose. Maybe from others' perspective. It's really a win, because, after all, you've gotten my interest because of it. That's right. I like good boys. Do you like older women? I mean, I'm not old. I'm only in my middle age. But you can tell, no, you can see the difference, right? Okay, I'll give you a break. I know these quick questions can be stressful. We can take our time with such confessions and whatnot. I can tell you're not used to this kind of attention. Hey, would you maybe like to go to my place? I know this is a little out of nowhere and kind of random, but I don't know. I got no other plans today. Do you? And I've got wine at home. A really good one. Pretty expensive, too. I got it a long time ago and had no opportunity so far to share it with anyone. And I'm not the type to drink all by myself, so what do you think? I mean, unless you don't like wine, I got other stuff too. Beer, whiskey, vodka, anything you ask for. Or we can just stay here, if you want. Okay, no problem. I don't mean to pressure you, I'm sorry. But tell me one thing. It would be cool to have a partner, right? A girlfriend or something like that. Life would be so much easier as long as she would be like me. Someone that would protect you. Take good care of you. I'm not saying me, but, you know. Someone that could cook and clean and keep the house in good condition. Someone experienced that knows about what a man needs. Don't you dream about that sometimes? No, it is possible. Don't say that. See, you just need your confidence levels to be a little higher. You absolutely deserve all those things. Trust me. Many women would like a good boy like you. Not the young bimbos, obviously. They will never appreciate it. They're still impressed by the little stuff. A man driving a motorcycle, owning a supercar. Uncalled for violence, fights, you know, the silly high school stuff. They don't want a man that takes themselves serious and the world around them. I do. I already lived through all the other stuff. I'm not saying you have to take on an opportunity when you see one, but I think we would be a good match. Maybe I'm almost too straightforward, but I don't feel like there's anything wrong with it. I'm single. You're single. Why not? We could both benefit from being together. I could help you out. You could help me out. Come on. I see the way you're looking at me. All I see is pure desire in your eyes. Why do you think I'm intimidating you so much? If you weren't into me, it wouldn't even be anything. You would just ignore me. But for some reason, you're shy. It's obvious. No. Listen, a woman's intuition is something you cannot fool. It's 100% real. It's like a sixth sense. I can tell you so many things about you just by looking at you, talking to you. There's nothing that can hide. I'm reading you like an open book. Every second with you is me turning pages. There's nothing you can do about it. This is how the nature intended it, baby. It's written in our biology. And it's funny, isn't it? How the men always try to tell us that they're the superior gender or whatever. but pay attention to the history. It's the women who really ruled. We took the undercover positions as housewives, letting our men take all the coolest titles. And then once all the curtains were closed, we have used our God-given instincts to influence the kings, the Caesars, the presidents. Make them believe it was their ideas. Let them have it. Think about it. What would happen if men were left alone? Disaster. Catastrophe. Armageddon. Extinction. You need me in your life. You need me like oxygen. Without me, you will not live. You will survive. But it's not the same. I can help you achieve your highest potential. You just have to let me in. Give me the keys. Open the gates. Do you see the difference? What girl your age do you know that can talk that talk to you the way I can? I got you hypnotized with just my words. I didn't even have to tap into the other miracles of nature. But I will if it helps you make a decision. I caught you staring at my beautiful, long legs at least 5 times. One word, and I'll give you what you want. But you have to want it. What's forced doesn't count. I know you feel like I'm pressuring you, but I'm not. It's your decision. I see what's going. I've been looking. It's your choice. I could help you if you want. We can take care of the problem right here and right now. Quickly and effectively. You just have to let me know that you really want it. I need to know that you'll be my good boy and let me take control. You don't have to worry about anyone catching us. You just have to trust me. Do you trust me? Good. Trust is very important. Do you know what I'm going to do? No, you don't. But that's what makes things more exciting, right? I think so. Alrighty. What? Don't worry about why I got up. In fact, don't worry about anything. Just let me do what I do. Like, sit behind you, for example. Is that a problem? No, definitely not. After all, I have to access this area somehow. Take off the towel for me. Let's get right into it. I'll show you that you've made a good choice. Well, well, well. That's a pretty decent cock. It's so hard for me, like a rock. And I didn't even do anything yet. Oh, I almost forgot. I guess I don't really need this towel anymore either, do I? Don't turn your head. You don't have to see it. Just feel it. Like this. You like having my big breasts pressed up against your back like that? Yeah, you do. Now, let me just put my legs over yours and spread you a little further. Oh, that's it. I need easy access to this. And this. You're quite ticklish down there, huh? I know. The spot right under your balls. It's so sensitive. I saw the way your cock jumped. I think it even... Oh, yes. You're leaking pre-cum for me. No surprise there. You stayed hard for a couple long minutes in that towel. I wonder. Delicious. So, how do you like to stroke yourself? Fast or slow? No, I was just kidding. Don't tell me. It's irrelevant. Because I'm in control, and I get to set the pace. I may go fast 1 minute. Slow the other minute. Stop the other minute. Oh, you're so cute. Hey, no. You can't touch it. Give me your hands. Let me put them behind your back. Like this. You're in mommy's hands right now. You will do what mommy says. If mommy wants to tease you, you just gotta take it. If mommy wants to milk you, you just have to take it. Just like this. Feels good, doesn't it? You like it when mommy plays with your hair as she does it? You do. Good boy. Close your eyes for me. Relax. Let mommy take care of everything. Let me lead the way to heaven. Nice and slow. Up and down. Up and down. And then nice and fast. Yes, baby. Oh, yes. 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 Just breathe. Mommy's working you good, isn't she? Yes, she is. Yes, she is. You just have to take it. Don't you, baby? Don't you just love mommy so much right now? She's so good to you. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. That's so good. Right there, huh? You want to come for mommy? Don't you? It's just too good. Go ahead, baby. Mommy wants. Come for me, darling. You can. giving you my permission. Spray it all over Mommy's hands. Come on. Go, baby. Yes. That's it. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Very, very good boy. That's Mommy's good boy. How was that? Was it anything you expected? Good. And I still have more tricks. Plenty. Oof, now I'm really fucking hot. So, you want to stay here, or do you want to hop in my car? Good choice. You won't regret it. I promise.